We can get the news in detail now with Eilis Sheehy.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has urged Israel and Hamas to accept proposals on a ceasefire in Gaza and hostage releases. He said the US-backed proposals may be the last chance to broker an end to the conflict. Mr. Blinken said that with every passing day, the well-being and lives of the hostages taken by Hamas gunmen last October were in jeopardy, and that every single day the people of Gaza were suffering. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell reports.
Continuing to crisscross the Middle East as the search for agreement on a peace deal goes on, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Doha last night, urging all sides to reach a ceasefire agreement within days. Mr. Blinken said he had heard acceptance of a bridging proposal directly from Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he now hoped to hear the same from Hamas. Hamas has said it is keen to reach a ceasefire agreement, but has protested what it said were new conditions from Israel in the latest proposal. Secretary Blinken, who is working with Egypt and Qatar to broker a deal, said time was of the essence in getting agreement. It comes as one UN official said the death appeared to be the only certainty in Gaza now. Louise Wateridge, a spokesperson for the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, said nowhere in the Gaza Strip is safe amid the fear of death and the spread of disease as the war rages on.
The former US President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle have addressed the second night of the Democratic Party convention. Both attacked the Republican Party candidate Donald Trump and called on voters to support Kamala Harris in her campaign to become the next president. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
Barack Obama is probably the most influential person in the Democratic Party, and last night he threw his considerable weight behind Kamala Harris's candidacy. He praised Joe Biden, one of the few speakers on the night who did, and was critical of Donald Trump, saying America doesn't need four more years of bluster and bumbling and chaos. We've seen that movie before, he said, and we all know that the sequel is usually worse. He said the country's ready for a better story and is ready for President Kamala Harris. His wife, Michelle, delivered a strong rebuke to former President Trump, whom she did not name, suggesting he's a racist. Likening his attacks on Kamala Harris to the Obamas' time in the White House, she said, Mr. Trump's limited and narrow view of the world made him feel threatened by the existence of two hardworking, highly educated, successful people who also happened to be black. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Chicago.
Emergency services have been tackling a fire at a disused building in Dublin. The alarm was raised shortly before 8:30 last night. Ryan Clark reports.
Dublin Fire Brigade said that it expects to have crew on the scene at Edmundstown Road, Ballyboden, throughout the morning. The service said five engines, including a turntable ladder, tackled the blaze at the building, which was previously used as a church and by the Augustinian Fathers as a college. Several homes and a new primary care centre are located close to the building, which has not been in use for several years. The property developer Shannon Homes Dublin had plans to demolish the building and construct more than 400 apartments on the site. The blaze caused traffic disruption and smoke could also be seen drifting over nearby Rathfarnham. The Edmundstown Road remains closed with diversions in place, but Gardaí expect it to reopen later this morning.
PSNI detectives investigating the death of 57-year-old Sophie Watson in Maharafelt in County Derry last Sunday have charged a 43-year-old man with her murder. He is due to appear at Derry Magistrates Court today. A review by the Health Service Executive has found that there was a failure to implement safeguarding measures at a HSE-run facility. The HSE has apologised to the residents affected. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally reports.
This review was conducted after a member of staff at a long-term care facility witnessed a resident who has an acquired brain injury put his hand down the top of another resident who is immobile and felt her left breast. Resident A, who's in her 30s, entered the facility in 2013. She's non-verbal, but she can show emotion. The staff member told resident B to stop what he was doing and he removed his hand and walked away. But this was the second time this type of incident had occurred. occurred. In 2014, Resident B had kissed Resident A and again touched her breast. A safeguarding plan was put in place at the time, but this latest review has found that the risk assessment plans of both residents hadn't been updated for a number of years, and the review team found that most staff were unaware of the first incident. Safeguarding plans for both residents are now in place, and Resident B has been moved to another part of the unit, but the family of Resident A want him removed from the facility. The HSE has said the incident shouldn't have happened. It has already met with the family of those involved to apologise, and it has repeated that apology today.
Keely O'Grady, representing New Zealand, has won the 2024 International Rose of Tralee competition. 32 roses took part in the competition that was held over two nights. The 21-year-old speech and language therapy student at Canterbury University was crowned last night as the 64th festival came to a close.
What I'm most looking forward to is doing this for my country as an international rose and as someone from New Zealand. You know, we've only had two New Zealand roses. The last time was in 1988, so it does really mean a lot to me tonight to be crowned as the Rose of Tralee.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Breezy and generally cloudy today. There will be scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle, mainly across the northern half of the country. It will become drier in most areas later this afternoon. However, a band of heavy rain and strong to gale force winds will move in along the west coast later this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 18 degrees.